A sermon for the second Sunday after the Epiphany, January the 18, 2026. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, who governs all things in heaven and on earth, mercifully hear the prayers of your people, and grant us your peace through all our days, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the first chapter. The next day John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, 'After me comes a man who ranks before me, because he was before me.' I myself did not know him, but for this purpose I came baptizing with water, that he might be revealed to Israel. And John bore witness, 'I saw the Spirit descend from heaven like a dove, and it remained on him.' I myself did not know him, but he who sent me to baptize with water said to me, 'He on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain, this is he who baptizes with the Holy Spirit.' And I have seen, and I have borne witness, that this is the Son of God." The next day, again, John was standing with two of his disciples, and he looked at Jesus as he walked by, and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus. Jesus turned and saw them following, and said to them, "What are you seeking?" And they said to him, "Rabbi," which means teacher, "where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come, and you will see." So they came and saw where he was staying, and they stayed with him that day, for it was about the 10th hour. One of the two who heard John speak and followed Jesus was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his own brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which means Christ. He brought him to Jesus. This is the Gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. A sermon now entitled, "Who Are We?" Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. A hit song from 1979 by the band Supertramp entitled "Logical" is about a young man asking who he is. Apparently, it was written as a critique of the education system, which teaches one how to be sensible, logical, responsible, practical, dependable, clinical, intellectual, and cynical. Yet in spite of this, he wonders what he has really learned. He then says, though he knows it sounds absurd, that he would like someone to please tell me who I am. This question particularly haunts him during the night. The question runs deep within him, a simple man, that though he has learned a lot of things in school, how to be acceptable, respectable, and presentable, no one has told him who he really is. Well, if there are people out there who feel like this, who wonder why they never learned in school who they are, my response is that the question of who we are is best answered in the home and at the church. Sadly, many grew up in lonely homes and apart from Christian teaching. I can see how they particularly might struggle with who they are. How might we answer the man in the song, as well as any others who find themselves in a similar boat? The answer is that we are creatures of Almighty God. Psalm 139 records David praying, "For you formed my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you that I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well." Indeed, evidence that there is an all-wise creator is very evident. The human body and mind are remarkable. We are composed of so many intricately designed parts and systems that could never come together as they have on their own. Though school may teach that they did, logic can only conclude that there is an intelligent design. Be that as it is, we must also conclude that something has gone awry with us. There's a strong propensity for us to rebel against our Creator, going contrary to the morality with which He has programmed us. It's that part of us that wants to deny our Creator altogether, placing ourselves at the pinnacle of intelligence. There's a rebel within each of us. Therefore, the answer to the question of who am I is that we are rebellious creatures of Almighty God. The consequence of this is death, both temporal and eternal. We are born, we live, we die. It's meaningless. I think that's what the man in the song realized, and was disappointed that all the education he had received couldn't change this. All is pointless and in vain. But there's more for him and for us to know, and the way to know it is through the revelation of Almighty God. God reveals things to his prophets. One of the greatest prophets was John the Baptist. We read more about John and his prophetic ministry in today's gospel. It was his purpose to reveal what was being revealed to him, to the people of Israel. Mark 1 informs us that John appeared baptizing in the wilderness and proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. John 1 speaks of how Jesus had been, or how John had been sent from God as a witness to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but he came to bear witness about the light. And then in our text we heard John himself explain, I myself did not know him, but for this purpose I came baptizing with water, that he might be revealed to Israel. Therefore, forgiveness of sins, and with that a whole new identity, is possible through the one who is light. Through repentance, baptism, and faith in him, sins are forgiven. But who would be the one who could do this for us? It was divinely revealed to John that he on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain, this is he who baptizes with the Holy Spirit. So this is what John was looking for. He knew, he says, that after me comes a man who ranks before me, because he was before me. This is also very mysterious. And then one fine day, while John was at the Jordan baptizing, one who happened to be his second cousin entered the Jordan to be baptized. John suspected that he was the one, but then it was confirmed, for according to Mark 1, when he came up out of the water, immediately John saw the heavens opening and the Spirit descending on him like a dove, and a voice came from heaven, You are my beloved Son, with you I am well pleased. It had been revealed to John that this would happen, and then it did. Therefore, concerning Jesus, John bore witness, I saw the Spirit descend from heaven like a dove, and it remained on him. I have seen and have borne witness that this is the Son of God. But what of God's Son? What could and would he do for sinners to change who they are and give meaning and purpose to life? Well, an excellent and concise answer to this was given by John when he was testifying of Jesus, as one day he came towards him. John pointed to Jesus and said to those with him, Behold, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. Now this is a loaded sentence. The prophet of the Lord was revealing to others what had been marvelously revealed to him. This Jesus is of the Lord. And though he appeared as a man, the Word incarnate, his role was to be the Lamb. The function of the Lamb under the Old Covenant was to shed its blood for the remission of sins. The Lamb had laid upon it the sins of the people. On the night of the Exodus, those homes with the Lamb's blood on the door frames were passed over by the angel of death. Jesus was to die for the sins of the world in order that he might take them, along with their guilt, away. And this would all be in fulfillment of many more prophecies of old, including those of Isaiah. In chapter 53, he spoke of the world's Savior, that he was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. Like a lamb that is led to the slaughter, and like a sheep that before its shearers is silent, so he opened not his mouth. Jesus would willingly and meekly submit to the shame and abuse of Calvary's crucifixion cross. He let them nail him to it, allowing his life's blood to be spilled. This was in order to make atonement for sins, that sinners might be forgiven. And so, is there a way to be certain that John had rightly identified Jesus as God's Lamb to take away the world's sins? Yes, there is. It is the fact that Jesus did not remain deceased even after such a brutal crucifixion which drained him of his blood. Even though, as Isaiah prophesied, his physical condition became such that he was one from whom men hide their faces in revolt, on the third day Jesus rose from the grave. He was healed and whole, save for his five holy wounds which he chose to keep. By his innocent life given over to a brutal crucifixion, followed by his rising from the dead, Jesus made possible our redemption as well as our transformation. 2 Corinthians 5:17 reveals that if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. Through faith in Christ, we are already so much more than what we otherwise were. In baptism, we were connected to both Christ's death and resurrection. This means that even now, we walk in newness of life. Life takes on meaning and purpose now that we know who we are. The young man in that Supertramp song, asking someone, anyone, to please, please tell me who I am. Should he trust in Christ as Lord and Savior? Then he really is somebody. He is a beloved creature of God. He remains a sinner, deserving no good thing from the Lord. However, he is the recipient of grace as he beholds the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. He, too, then has the Holy Spirit and is being renewed by the transformation of his mind, discerning the will of God for the direction of his life. Now, this transformation of his, as well as that of our own, includes testifying of Jesus to others, like family and friends. Some of those who received John's testimony of Jesus that day were Andrew and John. They came to Jesus and stayed with him. Then Andrew found his own brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which means the Christ. He brought him to Jesus. Simon came to believe in Jesus too, as Jesus changed not only his life and purpose, but also his name to Peter, which means rock, enlisting him as his chief disciple. Please don't rely on the world, especially the school system, to tell either you or your children or other loved ones who we are. These don't have the answer. But the Lord does, since he created us, loved us, and sent Jesus to save us. He baptized us and brought us to faith. The Lord renews us and gives our lives, even in this world, meaning and mission. And then, on top of all that, we have the hope of eternal life at death, as well as the attainment of the resurrection of the dead on the last day. Behold, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, Jesus. Amen. And now may the peace of God that transcends all understanding guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. And the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.